This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The greatest favor on the human race is wahi and revelation. Exclude revelation from the equation and we would not know how to conduct our lives. And look at a person who doesn't have the deen and the values, and then you realize he would be eating with his left hand even when his right hand is not engaged. He would be relieving himself from the call of nature, and you would realize how he would be doing that. The way he speaks to his workers and employees, it's just appalling. It's just appalling. And it is sad for people who have the faith and the deen and the values if unfortunately we stoop to that level. So in every verse of the Quran, there's so much etiquette. In fact, on the stale story and the narrative between Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and Khadir, there is a book, Irshadul Halim ila Adab al-Ta'lim fi dhaw'i ma jara bayna al-Khadir wal-Kalim. La ilaha illallah. The etiquettes that we learn from the journey that occurred between Musa and Khadir in the light of the Quran. So, Juz 15, chapter 18, verse 60, when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam embarks on this journey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala references it by saying, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ. And remember when Sayyidina Musa said to the youngster, who was the youngster? Yusha bin Nun, who subsequently became a Nabi. But in the current context, he was the servant and the khadim of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. So the Quran impresses upon us that it is of good value and morals that you refer to people with a dignified term, even if she's your domestic helper. How many homes you would find the children referring to the domestic helper directly by the name, without saying aunt or respectful or dignified or anything? But you 8 years old and that lady is 35. Surely there ought to be some protocol and respect. Lifatahu, the youngster. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, if you want to create muhabba, and tad'u an-nasa bi ahabbi asma'ihi ilay. Call people with good names, privilege people, honor people, and dignify people. And that's the etiquette of today. Give people good names.